Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Exodus. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Word of God. Word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 99 responsively. The Lord is king. Let the people tremble. The Lord is enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth shake.
The Lord, great in Zion, is high above all peoples.
Let them confess God's name, which is great and awesome. God is the Holy One.
Almighty King, Father of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord and fall down before God's footstool. God is the Holy One.
Moses and Aaron among your priests, and Samuel among those who call upon your name, O Lord. They called upon you, and you answered.
You spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept your testimonies and the decree that you gave them.
O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You were a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord and worship upon God's holy hill, for the Lord our God is the Holy One. Second reading is from 2 Corinthians. Since then, we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into that same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. Word of God. Word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met them. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how long must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions, but Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I do not need to tell you that this has been a rough week. I'm guessing you're all aware that Russia has invaded Ukraine. And with that, the world is witnessing events that so many had thought were a thing of the past. As one member of this congregation noted, Ukraine is not above criticism. At the same time, Ukraine is a sovereign nation deserving of respect. In the midst of it all, there are so many voices around offering perspective and laying blame. Every one of us must decide which voice to listen to. What many of you may not know is that Governor Abbott of Texas signed an executive order mandating that those of us who are mandated reporters in the state of Texas must report any parent or other adult who is providing affirming medical care for transgender youth, report them for child abuse. In the words of one child development professor in Texas, everything we know from the research, the medical science, and child development is that supporting children and adolescents in their transition around gender helps them to be healthy. It's crucial for physical, mental, and behavioral health for young people. The governor was listening to the opinion of the attorney general. The question arises, which voice warrants being listened to? Knowing the statistics on health and well-being and suicide for youth who are LGBTQIA+, I listen to the developmental psychologist, not the lawyer, on this one. These situations raise questions about authority. The existence of many voices calling for attention is not a new one. During Jesus' ministry, people had the voices of the Roman Empire, the voices of various groups within Judaism, the voice of Scripture, and the voice of Jesus. The message that Jesus was teaching and preaching and enacting was one that sometimes risked pretty radical interpretation of the Scripture that he had received, though in many ways his radical interpretation was grounded in deep, deep commitments to the core principles of God's activity revealed through those Scriptures. These commitments are embedded into the law and into the words of the prophets. The commitments go deeper than literal interpretation of Scripture, but call for love for all people, justice that treats the poor and the powerless with the same kind of care as the wealthy, and systems that provide for those in respectful ways who are powerless ones in need. So often Jesus turned the teachings of the religious leaders of his time on their head. Last week, the church heard Jesus point to responses to injustice that turned that injustice around, saddling the perpetrator with the shame. You may remember that bit about turning the other cheek, forcing the perpetrator to take the next swing with a shameful backhand, and giving a shirt as well as the coat, forcing the perpetrator into the shameful position of seeing one naked, and going the extra mile, putting the soldier in peril due to violation of rules that stand against making the subjects of the empire carry the pack more than 1 mile. Jesus advocates for a sly form of resistance that holds all people as worthy, as valuable in the sight of God. So today, Jesus takes three disciples up on that mountaintop where they witness his transfiguration. Jesus is radiant, shining in a way that goes beyond belief. And he is accompanied by Moses and Elijah. Some have suggested that Moses and Elijah represent the law and the prophets. Maybe, maybe not. What I find interesting is that when disciples cannot figure out how to respond, a cloud descends, and a voice says, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Listen to Jesus. Indeed, we learn later that the rest of the disciples were down the mountain. Paul Nechterlein suggests that those disciples who could not bring healing and well-being for that man's son, afflicted with an unclean spirit, those disciples were struggling to listen to truly hear Jesus. Of course, as the story unfolds, Peter and James and John will continue struggling to hear Jesus. Yet Nechterlein reminds us that when it comes down to it, when there are competing voices, we must remember that the voice that drives away the voices of demons is Jesus. As this world tumbles in so many ways, it is important to test the voices. the voice that demonstrates love and compassion and forgiveness and the promise of life. The voice that brings healing and drives away evil is that of Jesus. When the faithful heed Jesus' voice, the path toward justice comes into focus. The voice from above reminds us, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." Indeed, listen to Jesus. And in listening and following him in the way of grace.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.